USA News, I'm John Schaefer. On the 18th day of conflict between Israel and Hamas, efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas continue. Following the humanitarian release of two elderly Israeli women by the militant group, intensive talks are reportedly underway. In response, Israel has agreed to postpone a potential ground invasion, aligning with international efforts to free over 200 captives held in Gaza. The White House is underscoring that there is no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism during the Israeli-Hamas conflict. When asked about concerns over rising anti-Semitism, Jean-Pierre mentioned that the administration has observed no credible threats, then discussed crimes targeting Muslims and Arab Americans. The House may vote today to select the new speaker. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer has emerged as the Republican nominee following five rounds of closed-door balloting. Emmer, the current House whip, will require 217 out of 221 Republican votes on the House floor to secure the speaker's position. Jenna Ellis, a former campaign lawyer for ex-President Trump, has entered a plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. Facing two felony counts, she pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting false statements and writings. Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro pleaded guilty last week. A contingent of Senate Republicans is calling on President Biden to expand the construction of the border wall, a move supported by sheriffs in South Texas.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath, and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
Zapata County Sheriff Ray Del Bosque contends that the wall would reduce incidents of individuals entering and evading capture, which is a concern for residents of Texas ranches. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The United Auto Workers Union is extending its strike to a GM plant in Texas. Today, approximately 5,000 workers at GM's Arlington Assembly Plant walked off the job. This action comes in the wake of news that the automaker exceeded third-quarter earnings expectations. An off-duty pilot tried to kill a passenger jet in flight. Lance Pry has more.
An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport and Emerson was arrested.
The NHL is lifting its ban on players using colored stick tape for various causes. Initially, the league prohibited special jerseys during theme nights like Pride or Military Appreciation. The ban on colored tape aimed to prevent players from bypassing that rule. However, an Arizona Coyotes player used rainbow pride tape to support the LGBTQ community, prompting discussion. The NHL, NHL Players Association, and NHL Player Inclusion Coalition all met and officially announced the policy change today. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.